with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the body.
Welcome back. You listen to the grilling guys. Happy New Year to you. Thanks for tuning in. We're kicking off 2024 with the grilling guys. Appreciate that. And we were talking a little bit about all the holiday parties that we went to. And I got a hats off to one. I said that beef was the best appetizer. The best drinks I had is we were invited to a New Year's Eve party. I consider that all holidays. And by Joe and Julie Landino, friends of ours, Joe did the most generous thing I've ever seen in my life. Joe is a, well, not in my life, but it was generous. Joe's a bourbon collector, and he collects really nice bourbons. I mean, some I never even heard of because I'm not an aficionado.
And you don't like spending $150
on a bottle of, right? On a bottle of booze. Right. So what Joe did is there were six couples there, and he let every couple pick any bottle off of his collection, and he opened it, and we all tried it. And he did six different bottles of bourbon, and some of them were very expensive, some of them not so much. But I thought it was just the coolest thing, and he did it over the course of the evening. We didn't, like, stand there and hammer six shots, but about every half hour he said, okay, who's next? And he'd grab the next couple, come up, he'd answer any questions that they had about the bourbon, and then, yeah, which one you want to open? Okay, that one. And boom, he opened it up, and we all had a sip. I just thought that was a cool way to celebrate the New Year, right? You know, Lisa drove home, but it was all good. Yeah, so just a fun time. Something different to do on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
Before we get rolling on our doing the bar at your next soiree, I want to make sure people look at thegrillingguys.com and check out all those columns on the right. Those are our sponsors. They keep us on the air, and we appreciate them. And we want to make sure that you can see their websites. Click on, if you're looking to shop for something, there are all sorts of things you can buy there. It'll usually land you on a landing page or a sale page, like Garrett's Appliance, MyPillow, and people like that. And you can give your enterprise, your business to these people who
right.
are thoughtful enough to entertain you.
That's right. Sobey Meats, Old World Olive Company. Yeah, they're all there. They're all right there.
Schmoes, yep, yep. Penn Valley. The theme of this came up with, as many of you might know, I write the show plan just because that's just the way it's always been.
Well, he's better at it. Lots yeah. more practice.
Well, you get better in time.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just difficult to, you know, we've done so many years now that I don't want to be too much of a rerun.
Right.
Like, you
well,
know,
you're assuming people listen more than one time.
I know, and that's my fault. Conrad's the only one forced to do that.
Right, yeah. But he gets paid.
Yeah, we don't count.
But so I was trying to think this week of what I could do, and I thought back of the parties we threw and what was a success and what was not. On the New Year's weekend, we had my wife's family Friday night for family reunion.
That's always a big party,
yep,
too.
Yep. And the girls came up with this idea to do a potato bar.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, wow, that's nice. So we got a bunch of these beautiful big Idahos and soaked them, scrubbed them. And then my daughter Maggie rubbed them all in oil, which I've never done before.
Oh, I do it all the time.
I didn't know
that's
you were supposed to do
yeah.
that.
Old World Olive Company garlic is what I put on.
I don't make baked potatoes typically, so it's not something that I've given much thought to. So we had this giant bin of baked potatoes, and then we had chopped bacon.
Mm-hmm.
We had sour cream. We had chopped green onions. We had, peppers, different types of cheeses. All sorts of things. Oh, and I smoked a butt.
Yep.
Chopped, put it in a beautiful, beautiful brine. And so you could put pulled pork on top, which almost everybody did. I did not.
Right.
I do a couple samples of pulled pork when I'm pulling it off the smoker, and then I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm just
I've had
not,
too much too many
not,
times.
Not yeah. a big fan, which is weird, but it's the way it is. that was a tremendous hit.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, what a great concept, because we've also done taco bars. We've done different types of bars. And I thought, why don't we do the show towards helping people entertain using that concept of, because if you have a bunch of people over, what you don't want to have to do, number one, is plate, unless you're catering it.
Right.
And most of us don't. Right. We actually cater for people.
Right, yep.
And you don't want to have like 6 or 8 hot items. Now, we have the capability to do that with that long buffet and then the long bar next to it. But most people struggle with counter space.
Right.
So this kind of might allow you to have like the pre-cooked item. And I brought out my big roasters and I threw the hot things in those big roasters. So they just stayed warm.
Right.
And so you could put, you know, you start at the assembly line.
Sure.
You pull out the potato. There's a knife there and a board. You can cut it. And then the next thing is pulled pork. And then the next thing is cheese and then bacon and green onion and all these things.
You know, sour cream
at the top.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, they got quiet.
Yeah.
They just started diving in.
When you said that sounds fantastic. When you said the pulled pork, I've also seen 2 or 3 barbecue sauces.
We had barbecue sauces. I had 3.
That you could use for that too, to create just a new profile.
I had 3.
I've seen, you mentioned the taco bar, but I've also seen salsa on those a little bit.
We had that.
If you get a little.
You know, when I used to go to Wendy's, especially when I was, and I have usually been on a budget for lunch. I'd get the baked potato and a cup of chili.
Mm-hmm.
Slice the potato out, dump the chili on, and then use the Wendy's hot sauce on it.
Right.
That was a wonderful lunch.
Yeah, right.
It was a gut bomb.
Exactly, yeah.
And we only need the small chili.
You didn't
want to
be Bob's client about 3 o'clock that afternoon.
Because I'd be in my car sleeping.
Yeah.
So that potato bar basically set me up with an idea that I thought might be something somebody would bother to care about it,
right.
Listen, make us somewhat entertaining.
Right, well, and relevant, like a spud.
Like that's ever mattered.
Yeah, but anyway, so that's a good one. Taco bar, that's pretty much talks about itself.
It does, but I mean, if you've never done one, mm-hmm. there's a couple things to consider.
Okay, what are those?
Well, number one, people like different types of shells.
Right.
So
corn flour, crisp, soft, yeah.
Yep, that's right. And you have your Blackstone, which lends itself to tortilla shells.
Right.
If you don't, you might get one of these big grates you put on your stovetop or your grill.
Right.
And then you can do like a lot of Mexican restaurants do. They'll fry a corn tortilla or a flour tortilla, and then they'll put some cheese, some cheddar, queso, mozzarella is a big one in Mexican restaurants, believe it or not. And then you can actually put a second shell on that. So you can do a flour, cheese, corn, and you can heat them up that way and then serve them that way and let people make a double wrap,
right.
Which is safer.
And the cheese acts as glue between
the
two, right?
Keeps the two together. But instead of cheese, you can also do frijoles, refried beans
on
the first
one. Yeah.
It is wonderful.
Yep.
I mean, when I go to a Mexican restaurant, the first thing I do is I wolf down my beans.
Yeah, one of the things that I've done with that is put a lime olive oil on that when I fry it. It crisps
your
it up
shells,
a little bit.
Mean.
Yeah, the shells.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. All right, well, coming up next, we're going to continue down the bar. You'll never know what we're going to talk about. Stick with us. We'll be back.